Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Do you know what is the date today?
April 15th.
It's tax season.
Oh, is that today?
Good news.
It's postponed.
Postponed?
When is it?
I'm not sure.
Well, if we wait till tax day, I'm sure the tax man will show up.
He's the tax man.
Well, you can relax.
So we'll just have a normal day.
Enjoy ourselves and then worry about all this later.
Sounds like a plan.
Ready when you are.
Copy.
All right, start the show.
Yeah, this year's like a procrastinator's dream. You don't have to file your taxes now until May 17th. Usually today, everybody's like scrambling to get it in the mailbox, get it postmarked before midnight. But they extended the deadline until May 17th.
There's good
news. Partly sunny today. Drastic changes in the temperature. Today's high only 66.
Wow, man. Break out the long pants.
I know. 55 right now. 41 tonight. We've got a stretch of days in the 60s that run really right over the weekend. I did notice something that came to my attention late yesterday, and in my mind, this brings the world closer to an end. The people who are posting pictures on dating profiles now find they get more reaction and more dates, not by posting a selfie, but by posting a belfie.
If you say your belly,
I didn't say belfie. I didn't say belly. I said belfie. Do you know what a belfie is?
I know.
All right. Well, today's going to be very educational for you.
All right.
I'm going to tell you in just a little while what a belfie is, and then you can decide whether or not you want to post one.
I believe kids ought to stay kids as long as they can. I believe most people are good.
Wake up with the Wolf Show, 6:06. Dale O'Brien, Annie, and Chase. It's a belfie, and
I'm concerned at what I'm hearing.
Well, you should be. You should be. When I read it, I'm like, okay, that's it. We've taken one more step toward the edge of that cliff. That once we fall off, that's it. It's over. Evidently, people are getting more action on the dating sites from posting a belfie rather than posting a selfie. A belfie, folks, is a picture of your butt, not a naked photo of your butt, just a shot of your butt, like in a form-fitting skirt or jeans. And dating sites say the traffic on those particular photos and the results of the people actually getting a date are much higher than those who are using the selfie.
But why is it called a belfie? Because the first place my mind goes is a belly.
I know, but it's not belly. Please don't do that. Don't ever do that.
Yeah, no, please, God, no.
B-E-L-F-I-E?
Yes. Belfie?
That's right. Belfie.
For your butt.
Yeah, you show... you
butt selfie. Okay, I get it.
Put up a picture of a butt. It's a butt selfie. Not, again, let me repeat. Don't tell anyone that I encouraged you to post a picture of your naked rear end. Don't do that. It's in your pants or in your skirt or whatever.
Just a good butt shot. That's all it is. Just showing off what you got. You
know, I see a lot of yoga pants shots. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
With the ladies.
Leggings.
They like that. Yeah.
TikTok leggings. Yeah.
I'm going to put on a pair of leggings today and take a picture for myself.
Yeah, put on something springy, something festive. Yeah.
Good idea. Like a pastel color. That'd be great.
Yeah. So anyway, I wanted you to know that. to start your day. The Belfy. See, I'm teaching you kids something today. You think you know everything. You think you're hip to all the cool stuff. I know something, too.
Wow. You got you out-hipped us today there, pal.
I did.
Yep. Got up early and took you back, Bill.
Yesterday's Five After Laughter was... Chase and I were very entertained by it. And Andy Zelnick is so funny. He's got also has a couple of Netflix specials. He's not for everybody, but he is very funny. And here is the clip that we laughed about for about 3 hours yesterday.
My best friend's wife, we do not get along at all. The other day, she called me up to yell at me, saying I'm a terrible influence on her husband because he called her a bad name. I said, what? Did he call you a b-? She said, no, Anthony. He did not use the B word. I said, uh-oh. Did he call you a c-? She said, no. I said, well, then he didn't hear it from me.
This is the Wake Up with the Wolf Show.
Just jump in and hang on.
93.1. Like I loved you. Yesterday.
This morning.
All right. On yesterday, this morning, today, a few days ago, shockingly found out that Chase didn't like club sandwiches.
No.
And Annie and I were so shocked when he said that. Who could not love a delicious club sandwich?
They're like a go-to for me personally, you know? Just, oh, I can't believe you, Chase.
And it all started because I said, you know, I had gone down to the Old Town Draft House, which if you're new to town, that's down near the on the UNCG campus. And if you're an old-timer, it used to be called the Spring Garden Bar and Grill. And I had gone down there for one of their delicious clubs, and I was telling him about it. And Chase was like, nah, I don't like club sandwiches.
Nah. I mean, it just doesn't tickle my fancy.
So Annie and I decided we're going to take him for a club sandwich, a good club sandwich. So we went to McAllister's Deli yesterday. And it's all now on the interwebs.
Yeah. It's on the IG, as they say.
And Facebook. It's on our stories. And I saved the video, so I'll be reposting that. Video in its entirety.
I said, there's a lot of pressure on me, and it was. I just want to let you know. It was a lot.
It was the King Club that we ordered him, double the size of the regular club, stacked high with delicious meats and condiments. So your reaction to the club sandwich yesterday, Chase, was?
It was good only because.
Oh, man.
Of the like honey mustard stuff they put on it.
Mm-hmm.
The rest, it was just like, okay, it's stacked meat.
Yeah, you ate it, and then you were looking at the other half of my sandwich after you got done with yours, so I know it had to be pretty good.
Yeah, I was actually more hungrier yesterday than I thought. but I mean, yeah, I could take it or leave it.
Chase, many things that you eat that taste good. The reason they taste good is the combination of ingredients in whatever you've just eaten.
Uh-huh.
So, yeah, the combination of all those things makes that sandwich irresistibly delicious. So anyway.
I guess. I mean, yeah, I would eat it again.
Tell you what. All right, so anyway, we've converted him over. He's ready to go clubbing.
Yeah.
Every week, exactly. Let's do it. I'm still dreaming of that club.
Did you eat your other? Annie only ate half. Did you eat
your other half? Look, okay. Y'all, they shared a sandwich, right? They both ate a half. Dale had potato salad. Chase had no side with his. I had a whole sandwich with chips. So I was like, I'm not going to eat both these halves while these dudes are splitting this damn sandwich. So I take it home. As soon as I get here, I shovel it in.
Sure you did. There you go. Good job.
I couldn't let the lettuce get wilted.
I'm sorry. We wouldn't have judged.
This is a huge sandwich. I mean, yeah, it's not some little scrawny thing. This is a real serious sandwich.
I think the second half was better than the first.
It had time to marinate in all of its wonderfulness.
Oh, so good. So over here, we've been getting ready for house guests, and I don't think I've ever done this because I've never had a house guest. So our last house wasn't big enough for house guests. Now this house is, and they're actually going to come in this weekend for a friend's party, like their kid's birthday party. And so I am very excited. And so we've been just, you know, cleaning, picking up here and there, hanging up a few things on the wall in the man cave where the spare room is because everything was all over the bed. I just don't know what to do. I feel like I'm doing too much for one night, but
I can't
help
it.
Well, I'm going, I clean every Friday anyways. That's my cleaning night, but it's like, I'm going above and beyond. And I'm like, they're like our best friends. And I just, they've never been to our new house. So I don't want them to see our filth.
Yeah. That's the thing. When you have people coming, you don't want them to see how you actually live.
Mm-hmm.
My biggest concern is the floors. Okay. Cause it's like I sweep and mop and I turn around and 2 days later, it looks like I never swept and mopped. Thanks to kid and dog.
Yeah. Because you know, you have company coming, as we say down south, and you realize, man, this place is nasty.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I mean, you just do. It's like, how do I live in this? And you know where you do it the most? The bathroom. You start cleaning the bathroom and you go, oh my gosh, this is disgusting.
Where did this hair come from?
What is this film on everything? I don't understand it. Well, good luck with your house, guest.
Girl, I've been thinking about us, and you know.
Wake Up with the Wolf Show. Dale O'Brien, Annie and Chase. A trip for you and a friend. Could be a friend, could be a spouse. I mean, anybody. To see Kane Brown do a live show. Just to remind you, a concert is a place where people perform in front of you on a stage, and you're actually there, and you can hear it live through the big speakers that they have set up there.
Okay, thanks for reminding me.
You may have forgotten about that. So, yeah, we have a chance for you to win a trip to see Kane Brown.
That's right. All you got to do is go to 931wolfcountry.com/Kane Brown, and you're going to be able to get the hell out of here. If you win, you get to pick a tour date that's within 500 miles of where you live, and you get to go with a friend, which is cool. You don't have to go alone. Plus, you both will get like a whole round trip airfare there and back, of course, and a hotel stay, and then 2 tickets to the show. So it's like a lifetime, once in a lifetime opportunity. Am I right? Like, you know, you don't just get a free trip.
Yeah, it's
awesome.
So 931wolfcountry.com/Kane Brown is where you get entered to win.
Trying to bring back the fun, trying to remind you what things used to be like before COVID.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
COVID!
Luke Bryan, down to one.
We were counting one star at a time.
I'm getting them good vibes. I'm having this good life.
Good vibing on a Thursday. One more day to the weekend. Coming in real quick. 6:56 now. And yesterday was really an unexpected call. I mean, it was earlier than I expected. My son, my oldest son, who's 21, he has a business partner. They've started a business. He's still in college. They started a business. And he called me yesterday and he said, Dad, guess what? I said, what? He said, just met with the University of Kentucky, and they love our product, and they're going to start putting it in at the University of Kentucky.
All right.
It's a big deal. This guy's company is called InvisiCharge. It's wireless, completely wireless, no touch, just touch charging, where there's a unit mounted underneath the counter, and you lay any device you have, your phone, whatever, right on the top of the desk, and boom, it starts charging automatically. And I was on cloud nine yesterday for him because I know how that call felt.
I'm sitting here kind of tearing up thinking about that phone call with your son. Just because I heard you, like we were working on other stuff off air, and I heard you answer it and say, hey, man, that is so great. It's so cool. And it's just like, whoo, you know, I don't have my daddy. So it's like super, super sweet to know that your baby, he's not your baby anymore, but he's still your baby. He called you because he was so excited. He wanted you to know first thing right then and there. Hey, Dad, guess what happened? And I just, like, that is so cute and wonderful. You're a good dad, Dale. You raised some good kids.
Well, thanks. You can't buy that, man. That's those are those moments you're like, yeah, I did all right. Yeah, yeah. Look at him go. Look at him go.
Well, I got to brag on Danny. You know, he's not listening, so this is not for, you know, bonus points in our marriage. But we, like I said earlier, we have some house cats coming in this weekend, and it's his best friend, one of his best friends, and his wife, which were friends, and we're trying to get the man cave ready for him. And so Danny's like, oh, we got to get those pictures hung up. I mean, this is him making his own honey-do list. We got to get those pictures hung up. And we'll go ahead and get the ones in our bedroom from where we wanted to do that a while ago. He said, I'll do whatever you need me to do to help you. We'll get ready for him. I'll clean the man cave bathroom if I need to. And then he wants me to go get mulch today. We're going to spread mulch this afternoon. So he's just really going all out. But he wants to, I don't know where this like random spurt of wanting to beautify our yard came from, because this man hates yard work. Yeah. But we're spreading mulch today, baby. And I'm excited.
Wow.
Ooh, man, it's mulch day at the Owens. Look out.
Gosh, they're going places, yep. Man. I didn't really have much good vibes that happened yesterday, but there is good vibe to happen today because I woke up and found out it is National Spiral Ham Day.
Oh, my goodness. See, what you can do with a spiral ham, you can stack that with other meats and make a sandwich out of that.
Like a club. Oh, yeah. Oh my gosh.
Oh, man. 40 HP Johnson on a flat.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
New Country, 93.1 The Wolf. Wake up with The Wolf Show. Dale O'Brien, Annie, and Chase. The name of the album is Born Here, Live Here, Die Here. It is by Luke Bryan, and we're giving those away. And we're playing this game. We're calling it Luke B or Luke C because, frankly, that was the most clever thing we could come up with in a short amount of time. And what we do is somebody's going to read you. Who's going to read lyrics today? Who's doing it?
I'll do it.
Andy's going to read song lyric lines to you, and you determine whether or not it's a Luke B song, Luke Bryan, or a Luke C song, Luke Combs. The name of the song or the hook may or may not be part of what you hear. The line
we make it really easy.
The line can come from anywhere in the song. We'll take caller 3 right now. That's caller 3 at 680-WOLF. And we will play Luke B or Luke C for that new album. 680-WOLF caller 3 right now. Luke B or Luke C. Wow, that sounds exciting. Let's do it.
Read you sitting down.
New Country, 93.1, The Wolf. Wake up with The Wolf Show. Dale O'Brien, Annie, and Chase. Luke B or Luke C time. Hi, who's this?
Ashley,
how are you on this Thursday?
I'm awesome.
Good for you. Awesome. Man, you're ready to tackle the day. I love your attitude.
Yeah.
All right, Ashley, this is going to be so easy. Annie's going to read some song lyrics, either from a Luke Bryan song or a Luke Combs song. You just have to determine which one. You understand, right?
Yep.
All right, Annie, are you ready?
I'm ready.
Let's do it.
Okay, Ashley, number one. Rain makes corn. Corn makes whiskey. Whiskey makes my baby feel a little frisky.
Luke B.
Yeah.
That was easy.
All right, number two. That was easy. The moon went hiding, stars quit shining, rain was dropping, thunder and lightning.
Luke B.
No, it was Luke C. from Hurricane.
Oh.
All right, number three. I believe in you. You got this. And birds need bees, and ice needs whiskey. Boys like me need the girls like you to kiss me.
Luke B.
Yeah! There she's a winner!
Good for you. You've got a copy of that new Luke Bryan album, Born Here, Live Here, Die Here. Congratulations. I hope you enjoy it.
Awesome. Thank you.
This is the Wake Up with the Wolf Show.
Just jump in and hang on.
93.1 The Wolf.
Birthday to you, Aubrey Gibbs of Greensboro, who turns 8 today, Tyler Andrews of Pofftown, Dennis Gray of High Point, Tim Williams of Winston-Salem, Aunt Eloise Louise Cotton is has a birthday today, Clark Barden from Winston-Salem, and Thaddeus Hines of Burlington. And special birthday shout-out to Chase Loveless of Reedsville. Your mama Shauna sent it in. You share your birthday with Maisie Williams, who is 24. She plays Arya Stark in Game of Thrones. Did I say it right?
I'm proud of you.
Yeah.
You're going
Thank
places.
You. Thank you. Emma Watson is 31 today. That is Hermione Granger from Harry Potter. Seth Rogen, who Dale hates, is 39.
Stop making movies. Stop greenlighting everything this idiot does. What a moron.
I don't know what I wrote. It might be Luke Evans is 42. I think I wrote Luke Evans. Anyways, he's in the new Beauty and the Beast. He plays the guy who tries to steal Belle, whose name I can't remember either. Garçon?
Gaston.
Thank you!
Gaston.
Y'all, we're on the struggle bus this morning. Gaston. Croissant. Emma Thompson is 62. She's also in the new Beauty and the Beast. She plays Mrs. Potts. Linda Perry from Four Non Blondes is 56. She's still wondering what's going on. And Chris Stapleton is 43 today. Smooth as Tennessee whiskey, baby. Happy birthday to you. Get your special day in now. Go to 931wolfcountry.com. You can also send us a DM on Facebook and Instagram at 931thewolf. And just in case we missed yours,
happy birthday to you.
Happy in case you didn't know.
Are you one of the Americans receiving another stimulus check? Stay tuned to find out more. I'm just kidding. It's Law and Order time. Listen to this, guys. First of all, I love this woman's thought process. Did she really think that someone would just not be looking for $1 million they accidentally misplaced? Here's what happened. 33-year-old Kaylin Spadoni of New Orleans, or as they say down in the Crescent City, Nolens.
Nolens.
She checked her Charles Schwab investment account, says, hey, what do we got in here? Let's check it out. See what the progress is. Well, she found $1.2 million.
Nice. Not her problem. They put it in there. Take it, honey.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, she did. They'd actually meant to deposit $82, but gave her $1.2 million by mistake.
Nice.
The intern got a hold of the account. Sorry.
Kaylin works the sheriff's department, so she probably should have known to report that, but she did not. Instead, she quickly transferred all the money in her Schwab account into an interest-bearing checking account and quickly used it to buy a house and a car.
Okay.
The car she bought was a Hyundai Genesis, and if you've never seen one of these things, they are super nice. Quite a sled. Mm-hmm. Eventually, Charles Schwab figured out what happened to the money, but when Kaylin kept dodging them and ignoring their calls and messages, they got the police involved.
Mm.
Kaylin was arrested last week for theft, bank fraud, and illegal transmission of monetary funds, which, yes, makes this a federal crime. A spokesman from the sheriff's department where she worked says, quote, she had no legal claim to that money. Even if it was put there by mistake, it was an accounting error, plain and simple.
Now she sees her friends every day, just in a different way.
Mm-hmm. I logged in to check my investments real quick during this break, and there was not a $1.8 million transfer. Instead, there was less than I expected.
Yeah, when you've got that little mark beside of the number, that little minus sign. Yeah.
Yeah. Uh-huh. You know, this reminds me of the time I got like a dollar raise-ish, and I was like, should I tell somebody because this wasn't supposed to happen, or should I just keep it to myself?
Well, you shut your mouth.
I didn't keep it to myself. I didn't. I said something about it, but it was supposed to happen, so I got to keep the money.
All right.
Wow.
Yeah.
Dollar raise. Man, that'd be nice.
Never going to happen, pal.
I've seen pickup lines and dive bars, strangers slow.
And now it's time for
Five things you need to know.
Interesting, but North Carolina came in at number 5 on the list of best states to live in. Now, granted, they say most of the people in this study say it was the state they grew up in. Now,
I can understand you get the mountains on one end, you got the coast on the other.
It's a great state to live in. It really, really is.
Also, you know, very populous. A lot of people. I haven't checked the population lately, but when you look at the population of North Carolina, you go, wow, that's a big number.
Yeah, it's over 3,000 people.
Yeah, it is, for sure.
Yeah. Jeez. Least favorite state was Alabama, I guess. Some of them were in there, Kansas, like, you know, flyover states. Those were the majority of the ones that were on the list of least favorite.
All right.
Good news coming out of PTI as Allegiant Air says it will start nonstop flights to Nashville, Tennessee this summer. Not
all
Nashville,
right.
North Carolina. Even though Nashville, North Carolina, I mean, I've been through there.
Lovely.
As well.
Yeah.
But
Allegiant is great if you can live with their schedule. You know, because
yes.
you got to leave on a Tuesday and come back on a Thursday or something like that. It's not like you can just book something for the weekend on Allegiant. That's very hard to do.
Pro tip when booking, though, book on a Thursday. Flights are cheaper. They are.
Yeah, you're right. Absolutely. Personal question here. Where's the worst pothole in the area? Now,
I can name
maybe we need to start a gallery of some of the worst potholes and see if we can get the state to fix them. Mm. So if you know of a pothole that needs to be fixed, and you're safe to do so, like you're on the side of the road or something, take a picture of it.
Yeah.
Because I want to see it.
You'll be driving.
Send it to our DMs.
You'll be driving along. You hit one of those things, you start cussing.
Yeah.
Oh. What the?
The one day I was with you, Dale, and you picked me up over here, and we hit a pothole, and you just calmly went, that's nice. They should leave that there.
Yeah. It's like, you know, I'll just scream something out like, fix that. You know, what am I doing?
Yep, absolutely. So if you know of a pothole, please let us know. Message us on Facebook because I want to see it, just because this is a personal thing.
My dad used to say, I'm going to start carrying around a scoop of gravel and a shovel in the back of my car, and I'm just going to stop and fill it in myself.
Oh, exactly. We had one near our old house. Someone filled it in with dirt. They were so tired of running over this pothole. It had red clay mud in it one day. I said, well, thank you. Somebody tried.
Somebody tried. They put in an effort.
Yeah.
We mentioned this earlier, but I need to bring this up again today. The best good vibes I can give you today, and I'm beaming this down through the radio waves, it's National Glazed Spiral Ham Day.
Mm.
Guys.
Delicious.
Guys, there's nothing better than a glazed spiral ham.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and it doesn't have to be a holiday to eat one. You can get one of those anytime.
Yeah, you can. And Annie mentioned this. This is like a bonus five fun whatever.
A bonus fun fact?
Yeah, so, yeah. Annie, what you got?
So, just got an email that says the Pfizer COVID-19 vaccine, they're having walk-up appointments for it at the Winston-Salem Fairgrounds. It's today, the 17th and the 19th. They all open up about 8:30, and today and next Monday, they go to 5 p.m. Saturday, it's till noon. But you can make an appointment online with the Forsyth County page. And like I said, it's a walk-up event. It's open to anybody in North Carolina that's over 16 and over. So if you're looking to get a vaccine, the Pfizer one's ready. They've got extra ones. Go get your vaccination.
This has been today's edition of...
1, 2, 3.
Wake up with the Wolf Show, 8:55, next door news time. What you got, Annie?
Christine, you're a liar.
Liar, pants on fire.
Right. She lives off Weatherden Court. She's posting to the Nextdoor app stuff she's trying to sell. And one in particular is a couch slash sofa, which I don't know how you determine which one's which, but she put both names. So couch slash sofa is what this is. $250. She's not lying. It's in decent condition. It looks good. It's a slightly used couch. It's soft. It's gray. And that's exactly what the picture says. And then she puts no pets. But in the shot here, and you know, a lot of people are finicky about pet hair, okay, when they're buying things.
Oh, yeah.
So it says no pets. And in the background of the picture is her white fuzzy cat.
Well, maybe she doesn't let the pets up on the furniture type of thing. They have
It looks
pets.
Freshly vacuumed, but she's a liar because there's pets there. And some people are so allergic to cats that and dogs that it doesn't matter how many times you vacuum that thing. If it's got the trace evidence of an animal on there, a.k.a. that pet dander, you're gonna have a reaction. I've seen it firsthand. So you're a liar, Christine. You could be putting lives in danger. And
liar, liar, plants for hire.
And while it's not standing on the sofa, like Chase said, we can never be too sure. Now, I am trying to decipher things in this, you know, the underlying message here. It does say no pets with the S. Maybe they're allowed one.
Oh, okay. All right. Really getting by there.
Now, wait a minute. Does she mean that no pets have been on the furniture? And you're trying to say, well, she's sneaking one in on us because she put an S on pets, but there's been a pet on the furniture.
Yeah, right. There's not multiple. It's just one. Yeah, well, now, it could be, though, also that the cat is selling the sofa and what he's saying is no human pets.
Yeah, well, I'll tell you what the underlying thing is here. She's got a sofa she needs to desperately get rid of. And she'll say whatever it takes to get rid of the sofa. That's what it is. I need this thing out of here. Got new stuff
coming.
And
I can't really zoom, okay? And so it could be a statue. But it's the way it's placed, it's odd. It is odd. It looks like there's really a cat back there. And all I can think about now is that Zoom call where the lawyer had the cat meme on. He's like,
I'm not a cat.
I'm not a cat.
Honest. I'm not.
So, you know, and it might not be a pet. It might be a working cat. Could be a working cat. So we're you know, I'm working around what this really is.
I've forgotten all about that video. Well, no, Your Honor, I'm here. I'm
not
here.
A cat. So sweet, though. Just like, just the innocence of it. Like,
he's
I swear.
Honest. Hey,
yeah,
he's just like, being straightforward.
He didn't know.
No magical gypsy came down and turned me into a cat overnight. I love it. But... Christine, you got caught in the act here, honey. Even if we're trying to decipher and give you the benefit of the doubt here, you definitely ruined that one for yourself. So if you like cats, Christine has the couch / sofa, because we don't know the difference, for you. So just hit her up on the Nextdoor app, and you can hit me up with your Nextdoor drama and all the news. 336-680-WOLF. You can text it or send it in the DMs, Facebook and Instagram at 93.1 The Wolf.
Got a girl from the south side, got brazen hair.
Wake up with the Wolf Show. New music, Jimmy Allen, Brad Paisley, Freedom Was a Highway. Got to get out of here and make way for Katie and Company. Coming up next, have an awesome day. Little sun, little clouds today. 66, 55 right now. Say goodbye, everybody.
Bye.
93.1 The Wolf.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.